American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, March 31st, 2008. And you are listening to Newsreel, the WOG cyberpunk global sit-rep on core political tyranny, technology, trends, militainment, and other transhumanist nonsense that is going on in the accelerated fire hose technology culture. And media is taking a stand for free speech today. I sometimes deviate from the show format.
I was looking at his show format. It does not contain most of those words.
I wrote this, so I can change it. I'm freestyle
editor.
Master
at improv.
No. You look at guys like Wayne Brady. I used to think I was good
at improv.
And then there's like guys like Wayne Brady who can write like Sting songs and impersonate them on the fly. And I'm like, oh my God, you scare the hell out of me. I'm good in my element.
Okay, good.
You know, but...
he's elite.
Yeah, that guy's like super crazy psycho
and
ninja.
Dance yeah. A good dance while he's doing it.
Yeah, it's like I'm Luke, you know, episode 4, he's Yoda. You know, that's kind of how that works. Anyway, in his prime, mm-hmm. You know, anyway, and like
Muppet Yoda.
Muppet yeah. Yoda. Yeah. Yeah, Muppet crazy spinning Pokemon spinning.
Not bouncing around the room Yoda in 3D.
Yeah, actually he's cooler that way, but yeah. if the Muppet Yoda had done the Pokemon thing, yeah. I would think that would have been actually, you know why I don't think they didn't do that? Because I think that would have been funny. You know, really, if they use Muppet Yoda.
Because you know what Muppets look like flying around the room. There's like cloth.
It'd
flying.
Be like Miss Piggy. I mean, Miss Piggy did karate and it looked like ass. It'd be like,
yes.
I'm Beaver Lipper. Hi-ya! You know, it'd be ridiculous. You know, who's going to, oh my gummy. You know, like.
Yeah, Yoda's not supposed to be funny. He's not the comic relief Star Wars.
He's the Jedi Master, right? He's what every Jedi... He's Marisha Yushiba. Yeah. Is what
you
he
aspire
is.
To.
Yeah, it's, you know, the whole, like, you know...
Maybe a bit
know,
taller.
Oh, I'm ugly and old and I have big ears, you know, and that's the score. But anyway, where was I here? The Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech. And just by listening, and more importantly, distributing this program and the ideas on this program. You don't like me? Great. You don't like my ideas? That's okay, too. But for God's sakes, don't go join Scientology, would you?
Please.
Please don't do that.
If you bring away one thing from this show.
Don't be a Scientologist. Why? Well, you know, if you're asking that question, it may already be too late. Please please refer to the first show and carry on forward. We're doing some big. I gotta get through the intro. You're killing me with this intro here.
Me?
Free speech. You can follow up with me on all my news stories, and you can check my facts, of course, by going to my live journal, which is apparently owned by the Russians now. Yeah, the Russians own the live journal. Yeah, a bunch of Russian guys own it.
Interesting.
Yeah, apparently. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This is a free podcast that can be heard on RAN Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, Radio Red Mercury. It's broadcast at Second Life Node Marcel, MARCELL, grid coordinates 2301199-4. And also in New Wasteland at 3403-19.41 North and 11737-29.50 West. And you're probably wondering, New Wasteland? We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Shouts out to
the New Wasteland.
Shouts out to the New Wasteland, where, don't worry, you'll be having more company soon.
So we just visited Second Life.
We just were on Second Life.
And looking pretty good. Nice little
setup
there.
Well, the funny thing was, is I just showed up, and it was the guy who did its birthday.
His Second Life birthday.
His
very
Second
exciting.
Life birthday. And there was a bunch of people there.
Celebrating his birthday.
And it was like way too crazy. Like I just showed up I'm like, wow, there's like a bunch of people here. and there's a, you know, this funny little fairy girl. And there's all these dudes. And there's one
hanging
guy with
out,
the,
talking.
Yeah, you know. And it's really cool. And I'm like, I couldn't believe. Like I'm sitting, I was flooring. It just blew my mind because I'm like, holy crap. Because I, of course, was there when we were trying to do it with VRML and in the cult, the Black Sun that we set up in the cult one.
Yeah.
And the tech just wasn't there yet.
I never saw that.
Oh, I did. I was there.
Was it kind of iffy?
They tried. They really tried. But it was just like, you know what? You're not going to build a rock. You're not going to build a spaceship out of rocks.
Yeah. That was half a decade ago. It's
Than half a decade ago. More than half a decade ago, I would think. Yeah.
Like eight.
Like 8 years ago. In an internet time, that's like almost 2 decades ago, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I show up and there's all these people. They look cool. They got custom skins. I mean, this guy has gone through and he's taken all my artwork. He's taken all kinds of stuff.
Stuff from the live journal. Yeah. Big pictures of Sean on the wall.
Well, he was saying that for the 10-year anniversary, he wants to work up some kind of feed.
I think that's an excellent idea.
It's going to happen.
Put it up on the screen.
I want a reverse feed as well. I would like there to be like, I'm going to probably create some sort of avatar too, so that people can like log in. But the big reason for that is so that the people who aren't able to make it, because the theater only holds
175, I think.
So we're selling 175 tickets for this thing? That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is limited, and there's a lot of people coming from all over the
world. Well, have you already started, have you got slots picked out or what?
Not yet. I'm very close to selling the tickets, so get ready.
How are you going to sell the tickets? Are you going to eBay them or what?
No, just PayPal, online.
Yeah, but
I haven't figured that out, how to
I'd eBay
say
it.
Is that,
oh, I'd eBay it. Well, you're putting out a lot of money for this fucking theater, and I'm really sure that nobody is going to mind if, you know, God forbid, oh Jesus, we covered our costs, and holy shit, they made $50.
Well, this is going to be swag. You're not just going to show up.
You're going to get a t-shirt and stuff like that. I mean,
and
I think we've got enough street cred with the people now.
That they know.
That's it. Your entire Ant Media career has been 10 years. This is where we sell out.
This is where it ends.
It's $500 a ticket. Come see. You know,
get a candy bar.
You mean Smokehouse? You suck, Sean.
That'll be it. That'll be the time.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people talking about it. It kind of blows my mind a bit when people are talking about this, because it just, you know, it freaks me out. I mean, because I'm still just a crazy guy talking in a shitty microphone and
doing the same thing
with my buddy. You know, and everybody else has gone slowly insane as we rocket into this cyberpunk future. I'm just I wish I was wrong.
About the future?
Yeah, you know, everyone kind of realizes, like, when they take the red pill and the blue pill, they have different reactions. Neo gargled some chrome and fucked off down a tube. Me, I shaved my head in an Iroquois cut and started doing a TV show.
Yeah.
What the fuck was I thinking? I can't even watch
that. The other ways may be better. I don't know.
Of course, is the TV show that we've got online.
Yes.
Now.
Good segue.
Thank you.
We're releasing it. A lot of people have not seen this for a good reason, because it wasn't available.
It was never aired. Back in 2003, 10,000 years ago,
they did a little experiment, project of sorts.
Yeah, we did live streaming internet broadcast, live television.
Video.
Feed through the internet so people could log in live to a live TV show. We're talking like it was sort of the idea was to be like, take Max Headroom, make them with Ed Sullivan, and away we go. Yep. So it was live, one take. It was just like, it's raw. Here we go.
There's no commercials, which was a little disconcerting because we had no time in between things.
Yeah, and it's like a 2.5-hour show, and it was crazy.
With bands on there, guests, live studio audience.
Frank Ogden was on there. We got the guys who wrote, the guy who wrote Jesus Built My Hot Rod was on there. We got the guys from, we got like so many, like you, and these are people that I contacted and like pulled out of my ass.
And they just came down and hung out.
And they just came for no money, and there was like more people in the stands. We had stands. We had a full studio. It's unfucking real. Like, when you look back at what we actually accomplished, and the fact we got 19 shows done, shit, I don't think Manimal went 19 shows. You know, I don't think Automan went 19 shows. I mean, how many TV shows done? Did Farscape go 19? Shit, I don't think The Prisoner went 19 shows. You know, like,
no.
I mean, it's pretty.
These are 2-hour, 2.5-hour shows.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm out there
sweating
under the goddamn lights for
Kung Fu outfit.
I mean, they're ridiculous. I mean, you watch the shows, but in a way, Sam, of course, has got, you know, this amazingly, you know, holographic projection television, which, you know, everything looks stellar on, and why am I so quiet? Is that? See how quiet that is?
Super. Say quiet. Something.
No, well, when I'm talking low, it's all fine. I'll have to make sure I ramp this up pretty loud and do the levels right. Anyway.
One's released so far. Put out the first one.
Oh, okay.
By the time you hear this, the second one will be released.
Nice. So you're able to download that, and then you can comment on the forums.
Just go to Rant Media.
Rant Media.
Click on Rant Video.
Click on Rant Video.
And it's under Sean Kennedy TV Show.
Or you could probably just do a search for Sean Kennedy TV Show on the Rant Media.
Sean Kennedy TV Show.
Or go to the Second Life. No, chances are they know where to find it.
Yeah, it's in the forums. It's in the wiki as well. It's all over the place.
Okay, so...
And it's all torrents. Download it.
Yeah, it's insanity. It's insanity. Okay. I was going to try to get your viewpoint. What's the Vegan viewpoint on April Fool's? Because tomorrow is April Fool's.
There's no vegan slant on April Fool's.
Okay, so it's...
Don't eat meat.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's well, you know, because there's the moral high ground, right?
Meat on April Fool's Day.
People were talking to me about the fucking carbon footprint of their pets, man. And I'm like, you know...
Don't eat your pets.
Well, you guys are downtown, and, you know, you guys are all in with these crazy, crazy downtown, you know, whatever they're into. I mean, they
those crazy downtowners.
Okay. Well, you don't listen to my show anymore.
I try.
No, because you're too busy.
I'm busy
because you're dumping
putting out media.
Raw media from 5 years ago out for the fan base. Which,
yes.
Holy fuck. He has to watch all this stuff and edit it and correct it and do all the levels. People, you have no idea how much work this guy does.
Crazy, craziness.
It's like there's
and
something.
And it's driving me crazy because the quality of it is very poor, unfortunately.
And he's not
from
long,
videotape. But.
Do people know when you're getting married? Does that know?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. It's cool.
Not okay. Where.
Not where. No. No, no one knows where.
But when's cool?
No. If somebody tried to crash your wedding, I would have armed response.
We're from
there.
The internet.
Yeah, we're from the internet. You will fucking be dying. Yeah, no, not going to happen. No, but seriously, the... I've totally lost my
getting married.
Yeah, you're less than 2 months out, and here you are, you know, dumping video. While
it's high priority.
While your fiancé... You know, ever since Billy Zane said that in Titanic. Somebody send me a soundbite of that, would you? From Titanic.
I don't remember that, him saying that.
Well, she stood up to Billy Zane. And she goes, well, after all, I am your fiancé. And he goes, what? And he throws his coffee. And he's like, oh, I'm fiancé. Like the ridiculousness of the word fiancé. But it's just Billy Zane going, your fiancé. My fiancé. It's awesome. It's just the best. And from now on, whenever I hear the word fiancé. My fiancé. Your fiancé. Just that line just goes through my mind. Anyway. Yeah, remember, last show, which is what I started ripping on you about.
Yes.
There was, I was talking about this thing that came out where the government has granted it's okay for people to be homeless in this one area.
How nice of them.
Yes.
That's very nice.
We're going to foreclose on your house. We're going to take your shit.
Yep.
You can go live in the parking lot over here. And we won't throw you in jail for doing that. Because they've got to do something with these people. And they don't want to pay for prison. So we just set up a bunch of blue rockets like Burning Man. And you can go out there, shit the blue rockets. We'll remove your shit for you.
Blue rockets.
And well, they're called blue rockets. You know the outhouses?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know the ones that burn. They're called blue
rockets. Okay, gotcha there.
Because if you light them on fire, they sometimes will detonate and they turn into
most
rockets.
Most likely.
Yeah.
They smell like they'll detonate.
Yeah. Well, they're methane.
Yeah.
That's so if you, there are some of them, they used to be flammable and they would, burn.
That's a good smell.
Up she goes, yeah. Which is pretty surprising for the dude taking a dump at the time. Which, what a wild way to die, though. What a crazy way to die. Jumped inside the blue rocket, rode it to the moon. anyway, so this one I have here is...
So where are these people?
Well, the exact grid is, that's what New Wasteland is. New Wasteland is the name of that city.
Wow.
Yeah, it's at grid 34, little star sign, 03, little sign, little apostrophe sign, 19.41N, and 117 starry. 37 apostrophe 29.50 west.
So plug that into Google Maps.
And well, I tried to. I actually do the little scrolly thing and back it down. I couldn't find the area to write that in.
Yep.
But I went down there and I verified it.
Yeah.
And just to, you know, and this was sent to me by Promethorn. Is it Promethorn? Sorry, Promethorn, who is a hell of a wog. Thank you very much, buddy. Not sure. He wrote to me this letter. Hey, Sean, I figured out this is what they're using as a tent city. I figured out this is what they're referring to as Tent City, which is not Tent City anymore. They live in New Wasteland.
New Wasteland.
The coordinates are 3403, 1941, 117, blah, blah, blah. Not sure as there's a lot of wastelandish areas near the Ontario airport, so you can look into it, though.
Mm.
And that's from Prometheus.
It sure looks like it.
Looks just
so
like it.
Burning Man's fun, so this is Burning Man all year round.
Well, it's the New Wasteland, and don't worry, there's going to get more, because they're already starting to foreclose on the houses.
Oh, it's bad.
And I feel for those people. A lot of people are like, well, they should have known, and they're going to play the economic card. Fuck it, those people are suffering.
Yeah.
Okay, those
people...
They
didn't want to be there.
That is a brand new refugee camp.
Like, there's
right
nothing there. There's... It's nothing.
Rock. Yeah, they're living
they're beside
in
a highway.
Wasteland. And, you know, If anybody can get copies of my show, if we can get Wi-Fi to those guys, because their self-image and their psychic, their psyche is going to be so fragile right now. These people need help.
They've been ousted from society.
Yeah, I made patrolling for these people. Okay, that's who should be getting patrolling. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, yeah, I kind of did. The importance of being clean, the first thing, how to stay mobile, how to get a job, how to do all this kind of stuff. This is important stuff for people who are shattered. And I knew this is going to happen. And there it is, the new wasteland, and you better get used to it. If anybody finds more of these tent cities, I want to know where the tent cities are. Okay, if you know where
grid
there's
coordinates.
Yeah, I want grids. And if you know where they are, And you can prove it, and because I go to Google Earth and look it up, but I want anything that's only been there for like 2 weeks, okay? I want tent cities that are like year-round. They're always, if there's different people all the time and it's always a shithole and there's always people living there, that's fine. But maybe that's where it'll start. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where people are going to start to realize that other people matter. And
just like in the movie They Live, remember there was a tent city in that one too?
There was, yeah. There's all kinds of tent cities. I mean, there it is. You know, history sort of repeats itself.
Yep.
And now we're back to the refugee camps. This is going to be the new way to go. So check that out, and I'm not going to forget about these people because nobody else wants to talk about them. And it's like
I never even heard about it before you
told
me.
No, and in the United States of America, there's this wasteland city where no one's bringing so much for bring us your unwashed. You know, it's really fucking sad.
Wow,
it's really sad. Anyway, into the news. So and again, big props to Promethorn for sending that in. Thank you very much, man. Sim sent me this one. DC gun crackdown meets community resistance.
What?
This is, police ask residents to submit to voluntary searches. What?
Sign me up.
A crackdown on guns is meeting some resistance in the district. Police are asking residents to submit to voluntary searches in exchange for amnesty under the district's gun ban. We're going to search your house. If you let us, we won't send you to jail for what we find.
What?
They passed out flyers requesting cooperation on Monday. Just to let you know, we're going to be by to kick in your door tomorrow morning. So we'd appreciate it if you'd be outside on the lawn and spread eagle. That way, we won't have to hurt you, and you won't scare any of us.
Less trouble.
Smiley
that
face.
Smiley face.
Your local SWAT team. The program will begin in a couple of weeks in the Washington Highlands neighborhood of Southeast Washington and will later expand into other neighborhoods. Officers go door to door asking residents for permission to search their homes. For permission. Police Chief, this is fucking insane. Police Chief Kathy L. Lehner said the Safe Homes Initiative. Holy fuck. Is aimed at residents who want to cooperate with the police. As opposed to all you nasty, bad motherfuckers we're going to put on the cattle cars
who don't
cooperate with the police. She gave the example of parents or grandparents who know or suspect their children have guns in their home.
Or gum.
Okay, so here's the deal. Parents or grandparents, I know that they have guns in the home, and they're into the bad stuff. And there's music in there, too.
It's loud.
And it's that bougie woogie music, you know. Community leaders went door to door in Ward 8 Monday to advise residents not to invite police into their homes in a search for weapons. Bad idea, said D.C. school board member William Lockridge, who gets the obvious fucking statement of the year award. Yeah, that's a bad idea. I think people should not open your doors under any circumstances. Don't even crack your door unless someone has a warrant for your arrest.
Pretty much.
Ron Hampton of the Black Police Officers Association, which is funny because I know of Rod Stagtown, who's part of the White Police Officers Association, and they should get these two guys together.
That's right.
Oh, there is no white police officers. Someone should start a white, because they have it says right here, the Black Police Officers Association.
It is black.
And what about the Chinese Police Officers Association?
Maybe that's their outfit is black or something.
Well, could be, because there's SWAT team guys.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't expect many. Yeah, that's as close as we're going to get to that one.
Yep.
He said he doesn't expect many in the community to comply. Comply. This is one of those communities where police are even having a problem getting information about crimes that are going on in the community. So to suggest now that the police have enough community capital in their hand that the community is going to cooperate with them, I'm not sure that that's a good idea. If weapons are recovered, they will be tested and destroyed. Spell broccoli. Go on, gun, spell broccoli.
Test it.
This gun is stupid.
Destroy it.
This gun can't kill anyone. Go ahead, gun, kill. It's like that episode.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, it's just sitting there. Go on. I was in American Dad. It's best scene. His guns don't kill people. Puts his gun on the table. Go on, gun. Don't be shy. Kill somebody. Go on. Oh, I dare you. Yeah,
hilarious.
You know, I like the first season of American Dad. The second season, kind of, they went into dick jokes and stuff.
Way better.
What, you think so?
Oh, yeah, the first season, lame.
Oh,
too much of the fish.
No.
Second season, get better all the time.
No. I like the first episode of season two.
It gets more, you know, flag-waving, saluting as it goes on.
I enjoyed the first
way more
season. Anyway, well, gun kill someone. It was so bad when I was watching it, though, like, because he was making jokes, and my wife didn't know whether or not to laugh, because I sounded a lot like the American Dad guy. It's killing me, though. This time it was toast. This time. You know, it's
I remember that scene.
Yeah, you know, like, it's ridiculous. So the police spokesman said that if evidence of other crimes is found during voluntary searches, amnesty will be granted for the crime as well. So, Willie Picton, can we search your house for guns? Oh, shit, you've got 30 dead hookers in the back. I guess we're going to let you go.
So I thought up the perfect plan.
Which is?
You know, gather all your enemies to your house, have a little party, shoot them all, phone the police, say, I got guns in my house. I think I have guns. Amnesty!
Yeah, somehow.
I don't know how that happened.
I'm calling bullshit on the amnesty thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Chief Laner's been clear, Tracy, you said. Amnesty means amnesty.
Yep.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is if you don't let the police into your house, they're just going to make a little black mark near your address and visit you in the future when they have some probable cause.
That's right. And
you're obviously hiding something.
Yeah, and just to refer to that previous extension I did where the regimental door kicker teams in Iraq and how they play the game.
Yeah, just apply that.
Because they got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who've been trained to do that. They've been honing hostile house-to-house searches in Iraq.
And when they're done there, what are they going to do back in America?
They're going to get a job in law enforcement.
Pretty much.
Chances are they're
What are you good at? Door kicking?
That's why they've got Velcro patches on the uniforms, right?
You're door kicker five.
We don't have to change your clothes. We'll just take this patch off, put on this LAPD
That's
one.
Why they're made of Velcro.
There you go. It's all Velcro. Welcome to the force. Awesome sauce. Somebody said that at work
good.
The other day.
Like
awesome
that.
Sauce. Yeah. It was just like, awesome sauce.
Just spread some awesome sauce on that. Shove it out of the kitchen.
I think he was making fun of me, or I don't know what the hell he was doing, but I did something. It was stuck up his thumb, and he said, awesome sauce. And I was just like, awesome sauce. And he said, awesome sauce. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Stolen.
I'm like, yeah, that's going in the lexicon. I just made you famous. Way to go. Awesome sauce.
Make you famous.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to do it.
He'll know who he is
if he's
listening.
Oh, no, he's not. Thank God. Anyway.
Better not say his name,
Better not say his name. And bandwidth. And I was like Googling awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Who said it? Sun Microsystems in bandwidth news. Okay, I got some bandwidth news here. Sun Microsystems is trying to do for computings what all the king's horses and men failed to do for Humpty Dumpty.
Writers.
You know, I'm sorry that you're right for a web page. I'm sorry about that. I really
am.
Sorry
your book never went anywhere.
You know, my book didn't go anywhere either. Don't feel bad. You're not a bad person. So stop fucking hurting people. You know?
Taking your revenge out on
you. I don't even know who the fuck Humpty Dumpty is anymore. Like, how long did that fat bastard fall off the wall? Seriously. And he's racist. He's
Humpty
a white
Dumpty.
Egg.
White.
Falling of the white egg,
it's
right?
Part of the white egg party.
For decades, the semiconductor industry has broken silicon wafers into smaller chips.
Snap.
Improving. Oh, you deserve it. The sun has now found a way to reconnect the chips so they can communicate with each other at such high speeds that computer designers can build a new generation of computers that are faster, more energy efficient, and more compact. This is an important story because.
I've heard about this. They were hitting a wall.
They were hitting a wall, and now everyone's like, oh, yeah, Moore's Law is not going to stick. Oh, wait, yes,
here
it
comes.
Is. Yeah, the computer maker, which is based in Santa Clara, California, in case you live under a rock, plans to announce on Monday that it's received $44 million from who? The Pentagon.
From you.
From the Army to explore high-risk idea. Explore the high-risk idea of replacing the wires between computer chips with laser beams.
Wow.
Man.
Lasers.
The Pentagon has a boner for laser beams. They totally do. The technology, because they're all old guys there, and lasers were hot shit in the 1950s.
And now
that's why,
like,
I think that in 2050, when everybody else is like flying around in like space vehicles, finally some asshole in the Army will be like, Mecca! And we'll have like the greatest mecha ever.
That's right. Yeah. Its day will come.
It will come. Oh, yes. Yes. God help us all. Processor memory chips are currently being made by etching 100 blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it sucks the way they do it now. The wires connect chips and blah, 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 blah. But then they go on to talk about doing it with lasers, and they say all of a sudden it's better to have an optical superhighway, said Greg Papadopoulos, chief technology officer and a damn fine pizza chef, and executive vice president of researchers for the development for Sun. Yeah, he's got a pizza chain.
Papadopoulos pizza.
Papadopoulos pizza.
Fresh and hot.
I think that's a Turkish name. Anyway, computer scientists have long sought ways to make Greek. Faster and cheaper computers by making larger chips. I know it's a Greek name. I'm purposely fucking with the Greek people out there. Manufacturing, saying that. I think that's a Turkish name. You can just hear all the Greek people. Oh my God, I'll kill him! I'll go there and hit
him. I'm writing an email to the editor right
now.
I'm
sending you poison olives! Anyway, so the whole, you know, this story's lost all sex appeal for me. Okay, so what they're doing is they're making, big shock, chips got faster.
Yeah.
So people are telling you that, oh, we're going to bottom out soon. Tell them to blow it out their ass. I heard it on Newsroom.
Never, ever, ever. Nanotech. Make it smaller.
Now, this is directly related to the poor guys in New Wasteland, okay? In light news, the Luxem Corp, this is unfucking believable. This is getting no play, has announced and introduced a new Li-Fi entertainment solid-state high-intensity light source plasma-based lighting system.
Plasma-based?
The new revolutionary module outputs 12,000 lumens from a tiny pill-sized emitter that has no electrodes attached to it. The energy transfers by a concentrated electric field. The high-intensity light has a color rendering index of 91 to and a 20,000 hour lifetime. The Luxem microbulb outputs 250 watts with 140 lumens per watt, which is about 10 times the light output of a traditional incandescent light.
Wow, put that in a flashlight.
Yeah. In applications like moving heads, scanners, and follow spots, Li-Fi entertainment light sources enable 50% higher fixture efficiency than conventional lamps. As a result, designers' entertainment lighting can increase beam intensity and reduce optical system size. In addition, LFI entertainment systems have several... This is used for the entertainment industry, right?
Yeah.
Is what it is. But it's a brand new method of using...
plasma.
That's 400 watts. That's 250 watts. So this is like LEDs. It's like a plasma LED where the whole idea is that you want to put out super crazy bright lights.
That's a big jump.
And, I mean, it's huge. I mean, that's one of these kind of things. And light is one of those things that when you don't have it, things are pretty dark.
Yes.
So, you know, it's good to have light. Now, check this out. In wetware news. Now, I always like to keep up on the wetware. Mm-hmm. Okay. Therapeutic cloning works. In mice, an international team has restored mice with a condition similar to Parkinson's disease back to health using neurons grown in the lab that were made from their own cloned skin cells.
Those mice are making out pretty good.
No. The point here is that they've repaired a brain. They've repaired a brain. Yeah. Oh, shit. Now, this is the first time disease has been successfully treated using cloned cells that had been derived from the recipient animals.
Oh, wow.
It's a proof of concept. Okay?
It can be done.
Stunner's team first gave mice a drug to kill neurons that made the to make the neurotransmitter dopamine.
Oh.
This caused movement problems, blah, 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 blah. Fucked up the mice. And then a team from Wakayama, a specialist in cloning from the Riken Center, Development Biology in Kobe, Japan. Wakayama's team transferred the nuclei from skin cells to the taken from the biopsies into mouse eggs, stripped of the chromosome to create their embryos. The Japanese researchers have extracted embryonic stem cells from the cloned embryos to create a total of 187 ESL lines from 24 mice. Blah, blah, blah. Science. They fixed the mouse's fucking brain.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Now, what this means is as we get older, If I can add more neurons to my brain and fix that shit.
Cut out the bad ones, the old ones.
Take out the dead ones with kind nanites.
Reconfigures.
Yeah, nanites. And you just have a nanite that looks for the dead one. The nanite removes it and plants a new one. And then the nanite goes out through water or fluid or is expelled through the body. Right?
Yeah.
You do a nanite neuron oil change there.
Yeah.
And
your brain's good forever.
Your brain's good. So as long as you keep it fed with the proper nutrients and we hook it up in our cybernetic body. Hey.
That's right.
Ray Kurzweil. How you
live
doing?
Forever.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's kind of vampiric, but I'm game. I'm game for that. I'm down. You know, whatever.
Sean's signing up for the beta.
No, I'm going to wait for that one to be out of beta. You know.
Straight from mice to Sean.
Yeah. It's
No.
Okay. Thanks. Well, in Big Brother news. Okay, and this is thanks to Renegade Rabbit. Now, this is kind of a scary story. Okay.
That's fine.
If you have some tinfoil, now you're going to love this. You're gonna sign up for this right now. Right now.
Excellent.
You're going to, as soon as the show's over,
you're awesome.
Oh, yeah. If you have some tinfoil handy, now might be a good time to fashion it into a hat. At the Digital Living Room Conference, okay, this is where people talk about new entertainment home and home technology. Okay. Gerard Klunkel, Comcast Senior Vice President of Users Experience.
That's what title I want.
I want to be the Senior VP of User Experience. Told the cable company, told the guy who wrote this article, that the cable company is experimenting with different camera technologies built into devices so it can know who's in your living room. The idea being is that if you turn your cable box, it recognizes you and pulls up shows you already have in your profile and makes recommendations. Right, so it has recognition features. And parents watching TV with their children, for example, parental controls could appear to block certain content from appearing on the screen. Maybe that comes default like that, so unless you know how to turn it off. Kunkel said that this type of monitoring is the holy grail because it can help serve up a specifically tailored ads.
Yikes. There it is.
Kunkel said the system wouldn't be based on facial recognition, so there wouldn't be a picture of you on file.
No.
Instead, it would distinguish between different members of your household by recognizing body forms. We're not looking at your face. We're looking at your wife's tits. He stressed that the system is still in the experimental phase, and there hasn't been consumer testing, and any rollout must add value to the viewing experience beyond serving ads.
Oh, it doesn't have to add value to put a camera in your living room? No.
Okay, well...
Just accept that blindly.
Yeah, no. Now, this is the kind of thing that kind of makes me go... Like,
1984.
Yeah, like, how fucking crazy are you to allow that? Like, the fact that that would even be suggested is kind of staggering to me.
Because we've already got it where TVs don't turn off. They go into standby. They never turn off anymore.
Right.
So now they've got a camera... In a device
which
that never turns off
right.
In your living room.
Right, which is really...
That was in a book,
that
I think.
That was in a book.
Yeah.
It's been in a couple of books. And, you know, the other side of it is you really... How secure is that?
It's for tailing... Yeah, exactly.
How secure is that?
Somebody hacks the feed.
Here I am port sniffing my entire cable traffic. Here I am looking through everybody's... You know, I'm moving into a block where there's a lot of hot bitches. That's all I can say.
Yep. And we see that you've watched a lot of shows on science. They take you to court. They look through your TV viewing habits.
Right.
And, they were blowing up a lot of things on this show, the Mythbusters. I saw you watch a lot of that. You taped three of them.
Right.
You watched them five times.
Right.
Paused it at this point.
Yep.
And, you're going to jail.
Not to mention, we want to vilify you due to your sexual desire.
Exactly.
How easy is that? We'll drag out the dirty little secrets of what you watch all over, because everybody's got them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got them. You don't really want to have them dragged out in court, though, do you? So why don't... And whether or not they do it, it's just that won't serve anybody. They won't get a conviction out of it. But the humiliation will be so much that you'll do anything to
throw it out there.
You betcha.
Yeah, even if it doesn't even help them.
Yeah,
it's out there. It's on paper. Everybody can read it.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And good luck getting a job. You better move. Better move to a city where they don't have internet. It's a truly frightening concept. It disturbs the hell out of me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, generally. What's the war that's going on? What's the big war? Iraq.
We've always been at war.
We're always at war.
With Eurasia.
With Eurasia.
Oceania. Or which one was it? I can't remember.
Well, the one that nobody talks about, right? I mean, they talk about Kosovo because people give a shit about Kosovo.
Yeah.
They got war criminals over there. Rape gangs. There's a book written called The Tenth Circle of Hell. Mm-hmm. It talks about rape camps that got set up in Bosnia. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a short book written by a survivor. It was just talking about their particular time in the Tenth Circle of Hell.
Fun.
Not a nice book. Don't read the book if you're not feeling good. If you're feeling static, like just absolutely fantastic, and you think you just got too much joy going on,
this is
a good book. Good book to just tie a JDAM rocket to your ass and plant you into the ground. This is a dark, dark ass fucking book. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Now everybody talks about that book. I'd read about it. I got it in my library at home. Okay. Now what is nobody talking about? Nobody on CNN. People are talking about. Oh my God. The Chinese are shooting the Tibetans. Oh, Jesus. And we got art. And we got, you know, all kinds of shit. And people are freaking out. Meanwhile, Africa.
Africa.
Africa. You know that big place that's been fucked forever? Yeah. In darkness news. Grim tales of cannibalism, highlighting the brutality of West Africa's civil wars, emerged in testimony on Thursday at the War Crimes Tribunal. The former Liberian president, Charles Taylor. This is the leader of a nation. This is a person...
This story is unbelievable.
This story is out of fucking control. Former Liberian president, Charles Taylor, left on the left, who's in this photograph, sits in the International Crimes Court before testimony in January. Joseph Zigzag Marzah, who describes himself as Taylor's chief of operations and head of the death squad before Taylor became president, said African peacekeepers and even United Nations personnel were killed and eaten on the battlefield by Taylor's militiamen. Prosecutors described Marza as a key witness with insider knowledge of the former Liberian's operations in Liberia and neighboring Sierra Leone, where he's accused of responsibility for the widespread murder rate and rape and amputations committed by soldiers loyal to him. Taylor, 59, has pleaded not guilty to 11 counts of war crimes. 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. He's accused of orchestrating violence in Sierra Leone, civil war which ended in 2002. Oh, I didn't even know that war ended. And traded in illegally mined diamonds to finance the conflict. The trial by the Special Court for Sierra Leone is part of the International Criminal Court in The Hague in the Netherlands. Began last June, but adjourned after one day when Taylor fired his lawyer. It reconvened in January, but many prosecuting witnesses have testified behind closed doors that they for fear of retribution, so they won't actually come out and challenge this guy. So, like, shoot him. Shoot him, you know? Just shoot him. Prodded under cross-examination by defense lawyer Courtney Griffith, Courtney Griffith, the defense lawyer, Marza gave some sometimes graphic descriptions of cannibalism that altered between the ritual taking of vengeance, and the practical need for food. What? So you'd eat people out of a ritual of vengeance. I'd like to know what the African ritual of vengeance using cannibalism is. Does anybody know what that is? Because that would go in a book.
Wow.
He has repeatedly said that nothing was done without Taylor's instructions. Anyone who violated Taylor orders would be executed. Yeah. Did Charles Taylor order you to eat people? Griffith asks. Yes, to set an example for people to be afraid. He appeared unfazed by Griffith's blunt queries, but responded in matter-of-fact tones to such questions as, how do you prepare a human being for the pot? Marza then described the splitting, cleaning, decapitation, cooking of the corpse with salt and pepper. We throw the head away, he says. Well, you know, because that'd be sick.
Yeah.
He said the victims were usually from the ethnic Kran, the former Liberian president Samuel Doe, whom Taylor sent out to topple in 1989. But they also included peacekeepers from the Nigerian-led Eco-Mog, the African peacekeeping force sent to the area in 1990, and some UN people, he said. Just some UN guys.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, some of them were Irish, because I heard a story from a radio man one time who told me the story when they took those particular UN guys, and they were on the radio when it happened, and they had war drums and the whole deal. It was one of those, and he heard it live.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah, I can't give names to pack drill, but yeah. Anyway, we ate, how many Eco-Mod soldiers did you eat? One of the attorney asked. We ate a few, but not many. But many were executed, about 68, the witness said. And several UN personnel were also captured. The time and location of the incident were unclear. Which ones taste best? Griffith asked. There was no alternative but to do it your own way, Marza replied. Enemies, he was told, are no longer human beings. Mm. Taylor, the head of the National Patriotic Liberation Front, said in an interview that the time he considered ECOMAO to be just another warring faction on the multi-sided civil wars in Sierra Leone and Liberia. Later, ECOMAO helped stabilize the region, allowing elections in Liberia in 1997 that Taylor won. Now,
wow.
Nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about this.
It's just not sexy.
Because it's
what's,
Africa.
What's in Africa?
And again, nobody gives a fuck about Africa, right? In Headjack news. Well, here's another one of those cyberpunk stories that just makes your head spin. We've talked before. We know a little bit about the whole the mind-controlled games, right?
Like, yes.
I've been reporting on that. Well, I actually have a photo of one. I know what the headset looks like now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Gen 1. Doesn't look really,
pretty
really
big.
Sexy. It's not small. Well, it looks like old headphones.
Okay.
Okay, so that's probably the best way to go. In an adapted version of Harry Potter video game, players lift boulders by throwing light bolts and using only their minds. Just physical movements change the interface of gaming with Nintendo's Wii, the power of the mind will be the next big thing in video games. And it may come soon. Emotive, a company based in San Francisco, says their mind-controlled heads-ups will be on the shelves later this year, along with a host of novel biofeedback games developed by its partners. Several other companies, including M-Sense, NeuroSky, which we've talked about before, and Hitachi in Tokyo, are also developing technology to detect players' brainwaves and use them in next-gen video games. The technology is based on medical technology, been around for decades. They use a combination of EEGs, EMGs, ECGs, and GSR. Hmm. So you reveal alpha waves, it reads your muscle movement, your heart rate and sweating, and developers hope to create a picture of a player's mental and physical state. Near-infrared spectroscopy, which monitors changes in blood oxygen, could also be used to incorporate such consumers with interference problems with EEGs.
Wow.
So you put on this sensor array, and then you watch the video game. I'm just wondering what happens when they discover that certain drugs increase your ability to be able to interface with the machine.
Mm.
What will happen then? And what will happen when somebody else thinks that up and starts developing drugs that do just that? Would there be a market?
But to enhance your interface?
Yeah. It's like the oil makes the machine run better.
Mm.
Right? So if
get
you got
a connection.
Well, if you got guys, there's people giving their lives away on World of Warcraft, right?
Yeah.
You got guys going head-to-head gaming. You
I
got,
really want to get
you
into
got
it.
You got cerebral steroids, baby.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they'll be. They'll start inventing cerebral steroids. People are already using them in the artistic world. What do you think? Why do artists do drugs? Why do they do drugs? They need
expand
cerebral steroids.
Mind.
That's exactly what they're doing, as opposed to the drugs which destroy your mind, which is a pretty big list. All of them except for, I think, 6.
Really?
And even those are pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Most,
yeah. Pretty much, if it comes out of a beaker, forget about it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, that would be my stance. I drugs scare the shit out of me because it fucks with your brain. And we don't know a lot about your brain.
So
probably not a good idea to fuck with that. You know, it's like, do you know what it is? Don't take it apart. Because you might need that. It's pretty important. Apparently, it's where your soul lives. Now, the other side of this is with these video games that are coming out, it goes on promising the sun, the moon, the stars.
Yes.
But we got delivery time here.
That's amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I remember seeing ads for interfaces for the Atari.
Right.
Actually, and they did almost put that out.
Right.
Like Atari 2600.
Yeah.
And they had this headband. They had an ad put up.
So let's say we get myself I go buy myself a head-mounted display. Okay. And then I put on my movement thing, and then I load up my Second Life video game.
Yep.
And I go hang out at Notre Marcel, and my body just slowly starts to wither away because I spend a lot of time in Second Life.
You're a game head now.
Yeah, now you're a wirehead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you can get those things that attach to your head as well, that so you can feel the movement without moving.
Yes, the gravity. They took those off the market. They were available
people sick.
Yeah. Well, it was the idea was it manipulates your inner ear using electrical frequencies.
Yep.
So you can have the equivalency of 1G in any direction.
That's pretty big.
Well, and the thing is, if you did it fast, like if you like got shot, you could give somebody the effect of like 1G
hitting back,
like, actually
going
being
back.
Hit. Yeah. Not to mention, like, I'm afraid of when they start getting, like, sensory stuff where they can simulate touch. Dude.
Mm.
You know, like, scary. Scary.
You can wear a full body suit and emulate that.
Sure, but, even if they just make 2 electrodes and put it up to your spine and they're able to broadcast that shit in, You know what I mean?
Hopefully
I mean,
there's no bugs in the software.
It'll be scary in Second Life, because when I say dip them in honey and throw them to the lesbians, I'll be able to do that. You know, I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, who would have thought of such a thing? Because realistically, the porn market will explode. The world will be taken over by porn. At that stage, like, there's nothing that would stop that. I mean, what's
full immersive experience?
Well, what's sports? You want to know what'll destroy sports? That will kill sports. I mean, there's nothing that would compare to that. How the fuck can you? You'll have
game dens where you check in. They hook you up to some tubes.
Yeah,
and you're done.
Yeah, and we'll
you
see
save
in three
up
weeks.
Your whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go in there.
Yeah, I'll retire in Second Life. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I don't like
and
the real
is that
world.
Bad? Is that bad?
If it's better than reality?
I've got Parkinson's. I've got this guy. He's a vegetable. He's been in bed his whole life. He's had no experiences, but we can reach him with this interface.
Maybe you could speed up your life, live 10 years in one.
Yeah. Hey. Well, I mean, I talked about that in Tales from the Afternoon.
Yeah.
Right? Just like as the dream, right? With eyes, because they threw it all. But, I mean, all that stuff, I mean, I like to say that I'm so incredibly visionary that I made all that shit up from scratch, but I know everything that I put in after now was projections from stuff that I believe could actually occur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
one more step in that direction.
Sure. Oh, yeah. This is like...
neural interface?
You go back to that computer chip, give it another 18 months, baby. Mm-hmm. Give it another 18 months. We're on the verge, man. It's coming, and it's coming fast.
The future is now.
It kind of freaks me out a bit. Now, in Gattaca news, primary school children... This is great. Should be eligible for the DNA database if they exhibit behavior indicating that they may become criminals later in life.
Ah, the story is wonderful.
Yes. According to Britain's most senior police forensic expert. Let me read that sentence again.
This guy.
Primary school children should be eligible for DNA and databases if they exhibit behavior indicating they may become criminals later in life.
May. So there's a lot of ifs and maybes.
Gary Pooch, director of forensic science at Scotland Yard, and the new DNA spokesman for the Associate of Chief Police Officers, fire him, said the debate was needed on how far Britain should go in identifying potential offenders. And why not just preemptively jail these people? You know,
they're going to commit the crime anyway.
There's a significant cost involved with, you know, the arrest process.
There is, and whatever crime they were going to commit, there's value lost in the property, human life, et cetera.
It's not if, it's when.
It
sure,
is.
He'll be able to stave off his genetic predisposition to crime now, but as he gets older, his brain resistance is going to drop down, and this guy needs to be put behind fucking bars.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very
least... If you can prevent it now, why not?
Maybe not behind bars. What if we just created an assisted living community where these people could live so that, you know, and they would be very similar to sort of like a condominium complex or something. But that way, if there's a crime, we could bring these people down right away. They'd be easier for us to find.
They could still be productive.
You bet.
They can make products for the rest of the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just need a clear way to identify them. Maybe some coveralls, some striped pajamas would be good.
Colorful ones.
There we go. We could have different symbols to denote different crime types. Like if you're into
some stars, some triangles.
Yeah, that'd be good. Some little rainbows and stuff. Yep. Color codes, maybe. That'd be fantastic. You know, and that way it's just a lot more. You know, holy fuck. You know, like what is going on here? Anyway, I gotta get through the story. If we have a primary means of identifying people before they offend, then in the long term, the benefits of targeting younger people are extremely large, said Pugh. Who's talking like he's a character on Monty fucking Python. You could argue that the younger, the better. Criminologists say that some people will grow out of crime, others won't.
Yes.
Some young people will grow out of their fatness, others won't. Some young people will have sex, others won't. The same statement, some young people will own puppies, some will not. Some will own cats. Some will buy Calvin Klein, others will not. Some will... What the fuck? Some will like yogurt. Jesus. But we have to find out who's possibly the biggest threat to society. I'd like to discuss with you, police chief, your concept of the word threat. And
everyone.
What society? Are we talking a free society, chief? Because I'm a little worried that, you know, the finger you're pointing has four other fingers pointing back at you, my friend. Pugh admitted that the deep controversy suggesting raised issues of parental consent, issues of parental consent, potential stigmatization, and the role of teachers in identifying future offenders.
You! Yes, you, laddie!
Stand still, laddie! He didn't eat his meat!
How could he eat any pudding?
Get his DNA.
Get it.
Put it in the database.
Put it in the database. No scarf for you. Anyway, but said society needed an open, mature discussion on how best to tackle crime before it takes place.
He watched Minority Report one too many times.
How best to tackle crime?
I love Tom Cruise.
How best to tackle crime before it takes place? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Wants those screens.
I swear to God. There are currently 4.5 million genetic samples in the UK genetic database, the largest in Europe.
They're crazy. Yeah, they love it.
The police believe more are required to reduce crime.
More is better.
More samples will get us to reduce crime. The number of unsolved crimes says we're not sampling enough of the right people. That's a quote. Quote! The number of unsolved crimes says we're not sampling enough of the right people.
I guess.
I'm not gifted verbally to describe to you how fucked you are. You know that? Like, seriously, I'm going to need to get, like...
It is very true that if you had a perfect sample of every single person in the UK, and a crime is committed in the UK, and a DNA is left behind, you'll definitely find that person.
I'm not even going to look down the path you're coming from. I'm just going to call up Noam Chomsky on speed dial and say, Noam, I think you're fucked on a lot of issues. But would you mind, like, droning on to these people about why they're fucked for a good 4 or 5 days? Because I know he could do it.
Oh.
And he could do it far better than I could.
He'll talk to them house and home if he needs to.
Even though I'm pretty sure Noam Chomsky would think this is fucked up, I'm really sure that Alex Jones, who thinks Noam Chomsky is a shill for the New World Order,
they'll be on the same side.
They'll be like, you fucking. He'll be like, you fucking suck, Alex, and he'd be like, you fucking suck, Noam, and they'd be totally handing each other bullets to shoot at these assholes.
Yeah.
Okay,
clack.
But you know, we'll argue about this after we destroy the great fucking menace, which is occurring
common
over there.
Enemy.
This is totally fucking insane. You know.
Oh, yeah. It's a watched society, a polite society.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Put up more cameras.
Civil liberty groups love this idea. The civil liberty groups came out in a national statement and said, oh, yeah.
What? That's it. What?
That's what
question
I
mark, question mark,
fuck
question
yeah
mark. End of quote.
Man, that would have been awesome. If I was like one of the guys who was in charge of doing statements for the civil liberties group, I would have come out there and been like, oh yeah, I think this is a great idea. And all the reporters would be like, you do? And I'm like, oh yeah, sure.
Makes sense.
Sure, yeah, that's fucking awesome. And then I'd shoot myself on camera. You know, like, what the fuck? How can you possibly even, you know, like...
And cue the music. This is the end.
This is the end. No. Like, holy crap. Today's daily hack is programming language which makes programs look like abstract paintings. The language name is Piet. The language is named after Piet Mondrian, who pioneered the first geometric abstract art. And that's what Hello World looks like with using this weird program. It's kind of neat. Well, I'm really into interface. That's why Second Life is really cool, mm-hmm, right? So I like the idea of like being able to surf the web and have graphical representations. So it takes the
however
data.
Inefficient it might be.
However inefficient it might be, it looks pretty.
I mean, let me fly to the next web page.
Fuck you, man. There's a way we can do this that'll be cool. And I want to make, you know, surfing the net an experience. If we're all going to be in prison inside of boxes,
Lawnmower
I may as well.
Lawnmower Man was cool.
What? Lawnmower Man was cool. I liked Lawnmower Man. Yeah, I'll confess to that. You bet. If I could set.
Have you seen the Chris Rock representation of the internet in real life?
Oh, is that the one
where he's walking through the mall
and he's
people
like,
come
no,
up
I don't want to go over there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I've heard that.
That's what you want?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I want. That's why I really dig the Second Life thing.
What? Chappelle Show.
Oh,
sorry, not Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah, Dave Chappelle. Chappelle. Yeah, Dave Chappelle Show. Yeah. The Fiancé said that. So we got that down.
Got corrected.
Yeah, so, you know, go check that out on YouTube, that shit. That's
oh, yeah,
that's
on there.
That's all of YouTube. But that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. And if you cannot donate to this show, please do distribute, especially the people in the New Wasteland. If you can donate, please do so. But, you know, maybe we should rename that. Maybe we should rename it. New Wasteland just doesn't seem to do it for me.
No?
No. I've been thinking about it. I tried it on during the show a couple times. Maybe we should rename that. And I don't think it'd be something that I should necessarily name. I mean, I was thinking maybe we should call it Newsreel or something after the Afternow thing. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what if you were going to name that city, Newsreel at rantradio.com.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'd like to know what the internet thinks about that particular thing. Server, what do you call that? What do you call that? But if you can donate, please do so by clicking on the Donate tab on the Dark Atlas website or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 12215C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, V4M2M4. And I want to thank the Army of Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at newsreel at rantradio.com. N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, check out the Psytrance. And I'm going to save fade out now with another track from John Coltrane. Coltrane, I think, is
very funny.
Called Skull Crusher Mountain, which is like 30 flavors of sex. Anyway, I'm going to fade out now with. Well, I just said that. Jeez, I hate it. I screwed up the outro too. But the big important thing is, remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, you got anything else?
We're going to go see Al Jorgensen.
Yeah, we are. We're going to go see Ministry tonight. Woot!
Woo!
End of line.
Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. What's with all the screaming? You like monkeys, you like ponies. Maybe you don't like monsters so much. Maybe I use too many monkeys. Isn't it enough to know that I ruined a pony? Making a gift for you. Atmosphere, and all the fools who lead their foolish lives may find it quite explosive. Well, it won't mean half as much to me if I don't have you here. No, it isn't easy living here on Skull Crusher Mountain. So maybe you could cut me just a little slack. Would it kill you to be civil? I've been patient, I've been gracious, and this mountain is covered with wolves. Hear them howling, my hungry children. Maybe you should stay and have another drink and think about me and you.